Hey, this time it rained, Gary Lewis. Jump time is 5 minutes after 7 o'clock on the Jay Nelson Show. 16 degrees outside, today's high. We'll get up near 30 degrees.
Good morning, Jung Jay.
Hi, Ed. What's the problem?
Well, I have the worst luck.
Well, what happened?
I broke my leg in three places.
Well, where?
Vancouver, Montreal, and Halifax.
How can just one calorie taste so good? It's 7 minutes after 7 o'clock, 16 degrees outside. The wind is north at 11 miles an hour. Today's high temperature near 30. And for Bob McAdory and the crowd who are going down to Sebring today to see the big Sebring races come Saturday, we've got the Sebring Weather Bureau coming through with their direct weather report. I hope Scrooge doesn't get mad. I placed a long-distance call down there. And that report will be coming up at 7:15 this morning. The operator says at 7:15 you should be able to get through. So I guess they're really bombarded around race time down there, and they're just before the races, because everybody from all over the country is, they're checking in with the weather just to see what the weather will be when they get there and on race day. High today near 30, clear with a few cloudy periods today. Jerry Marsden has a great song. It's all the way to number 3 in the Chump Chart. This is Ferry Cross the Mersey. That's Ferry Across the Mersey, 10 minutes after 7 o'clock. Good morning to you. Jungle Jay Nelson here, and just plain George in there with a little morning music for you. 16 degrees outside, a high temperature today near 30 degrees. Well, I see now that our call to Sebring is coming through a little early. So, Bob McAdory, a lucky guy going down there to Sebring and everything, down to Florida, by golly. Well, I'll be freezing my
pith helmet off up here.
We're going to check in with Sebring after this word from here, Canada.
Every day at the same time. Europe 870.
Oh, dear, I really hate to do this morning, to hear about all that weather down there in Sebring. To hear just how nice it is and the orange trees and everything. Well, it's 12 minutes after 7 o'clock, and now are we all set to go with the Sebring call, George? Do you have it?
Already, yes.
Okay, fine. Through. Hello, is this the Sebring Weather Bureau, please?
Good morning, this is the Sebring Weather Office, yes.
How do you do, sir? This is Jay Nelson at CHUM in Toronto, Canada.
Good morning.
And how's it going down there? You all set for the big race?
Yes, we certainly are.
I was wondering, we've got quite a contingent going on, including Bob McAdory, who's one of our disc jockeys here in the afternoon on Chum, one of our radio personalities. He's going down there for the British Motor Corporation and be at Sebring, with the race. And Bob's leaving at 9 o'clock. Could you give us something about your weather and what you expect for the next 4 days?
Well, we have just plotted the new forecast, and I'll read that to you if you wish.
Good, fine. Would you please?
Fine. A slow-moving low-pressure area, which has been stagnant over the Gulf of Mexico this past week, is moving into the Sebring area, bringing with it cold temperatures, high winds, and the threat of frost in low-lying areas. There are high wind and small craft warnings issued for the Gulf Coast areas. Temperatures in our immediate area are expected to drop sharply by noon today. Our present reading in Sebring is 73 degrees, the winds from the west-southwest at 10 knots. The temperature will continue to drop until the Sebring area reaches its lowest temperature in 87 years, and the winds will also increase steadily with the dropping temperatures, and will swing out of the north, bringing cold Arctic air from Canada. The readings by dusk tonight are expected to hover around the 32-degree mark, and winds should be from the north, gusting as high as 50 to 60 miles an hour. A cold front is expected to last over the Sebring area until Sunday night, when temperatures should rise again into the 70s and 80s. Sebring and Tampa will be the only Florida land areas affected. We are also possibly expecting the threat of snow flurries. It'll be the first time we've had snow in Sebring in 121 years.
Gee, that sounds... doesn't sound too encouraging, does it?
Not too good for the race, no, sir.
Oh, well, thank you very much, sir. Gee, Bob, I'm sorry. Look, there's nothing I can do. That's the weather. You heard of it. Good luck to Bob McAdory and frostbitten Sebring, you smart aleck disc jockey guy. Go ahead and wear your lightweight tip-top clothes. I don't care. That's Sandy Shaw, Girl O'Cub. I have Bob McAdory on the phone this morning. Bob, did you hear the forecast for Sebring?
No, Jay, I just, I listened in and then I fell asleep again and there you are. I missed it. I missed the son of a gun. Tell me.
You missed our Sebring weather forecast?
I had the radio up full blast, one of those things. You put your head in the pillow and there you go.
Smart aleck radio announcer guy. That's what you are. Thanks a lot, Bob. It's 17 after 7. Well, there goes our little thing this morning. McAdory didn't hear the super ring forecast. He got up, turned the radio on, and fell back to sleep. Typical. It's 18 minutes after. 18 after the hour, and 18 after 7, a high temperature today near 30. We're going upstairs now and check in with Hartley Hubbs on the Skywatch for CHUM. Hartley?
Another beautiful morning, Jay. The sun shining brightly. Hardly any cloud over, well, there's no cloud over Metro at all. A little bit over the lake to the south. And the traffic seems to be moving along fairly well. 16 degrees it is outside the bubble, and the breeze is out of the north this morning. So I say no trouble to our knowledge up here in the northeast end of town. Let's switch over to Metro Police Headquarters and Sergeant Bert Dittmar.
Thank you, Hardly. No problems as far as we're concerned. The movement of traffic out the west end, south on 27, and Queen Elizabeth moving along very well indeed. And no accidents to report, so drive carefully. Here's Jay.
We had some overnight lows in the city of 17 degrees at 4 a.m. at the airport, but that has been superseded by a 16-degree 6 a.m. reading. How about that? Mrs. Brown, you've got a lovely daughter. It's 19 minutes after 7 o'clock. Herman's Hermits. Mrs. Brown, you...